Good morning. Welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, this morning featuring Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Shaw. But we're going to deviate a little bit off the livestock topic today and talk about firewood.
That's right, Brad. And today, I do want to talk about firewood because, you know, there's nothing like warming up in front of a good hot wood fire when you've been really cold. You know, it's so much better than getting warm from an electric space heater or from a forced air furnace. Just no comparison. In addition, I really enjoy the aroma of wood burning fire on a cool fall or winter morning. And you know, not all firewood is created equal. Some burns much hotter than others. The woods that offer the highest heat value measured in millions of BTUs per cord are Osage Orange or Hedge at 32.6 million BTUs, followed by Black Locust at 28.3 and Hickory at 27.4. The woods that contain 25 to 26 million BTUs per cord are Post Oak, Pecan, Honey Locust, and Mulberry. And the woods that run from 23 to 25 million BTUs per cord are Bur Oak, Red Oak, Sugar Maple, and Green Ash. Many elm varieties and hackberry rate high in BTUs as well, somewhere around 20 million BTUs per cord. But there are other species that are less desirable. They give off less heat, they burn more rapidly, they produce more ash. And these varieties would be like cottonwood, maple, silver maple, that is, and willow.
Your softer woods.
Those softer woods, yeah. Absolutely. You know, however, even some of our good high-burning BTU woods have some issues. Hedge and mulberry, for example, they may not be a good choice for burning in a fireplace because they have a tendency to spark and to pop. And if they are used in a fireplace, then the fireplace really should have a screen around it to protect the house from, you know, those popping embers that could come out on the carpet. Black locust and elm, these woods have problems also because they're very difficult to split, oftentimes really difficult to split. Another thing to consider when you're thinking about firewood is air-dried wood is much better for heating than green wood because much of the heat produced by the wood is required to drive off the water. And so actually up to two-thirds of the heat can be lost burning green wood compared to burning air-dried wood that contains only about 20% moisture. And 20% moisture would be something maybe that's been setting, you know, been cut, stacked for, you know, 6 to 9 months. So let's talk just a little bit about a good BTU wood and compare it to a poor or a low BTU wood. Let's look at red oak and compare it to cottonwood. A cord of red oak that is green weighs about 5,120 pounds when it's wet. And of course, when it's dried, it weighs 3,680 pounds. That same cord of red oak would replace, if you were burning it to compare BTUs, it would replace 1.8 tons of coal and 176 gallons of number two fuel oil. Now let's look at cottonwood. A green cord weighs 3,840 pounds and dry it weighs 2,160. Note the green weight on the cottonwood is approximately the same as the dry wood on the red oak. So that cord of cottonwood would only replace 0.69 tons of coal or 97 gallons of number two fuel oil. And that's only about 56 to 58% of the heat that would have been produced by red oak. So not all wood is created equal. Some burns hotter than others, some weigh more than others, and some have cautions when we're burning. But wood provides a healthy benefit. You get exercise when you cut it, when you stack the brush, when you split it, when you stack it again, when you haul the wood to the house, and when you haul the ashes out. So until next time, stay warm.
My uncle always used to brag. He, at one point in his life, was heating with 100% wood, and he would always brag that his heating bill for the winter was $69. He says, that's not a month. That's for the entire winter. But as you had indicated there, there's a lot of work involved in that as well. So
absolutely.
Anyway,
absolutely.
That was some fascinating information there. We appreciate that a great deal, and Happy New Year to you and Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Brad.
I have our next K-State Research and Extension report coming up, not on Monday, but Tuesday morning. We're going to be off Monday because of the Christmas holiday, but listen in Tuesday morning at 6:40 for Meritazine Extension District, District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.